May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 732. Indulgent God, how kind are all thy ways to me, whose dark benighted mind was enmity with thee. Yet now, subdued by sovereign grace, my spirit longs for thy embrace. Hymn 732.
Jude 547.
Oh, Let us read from the Word of God. Firstly, Psalm number 19, and also reading in the first epistle, General of Peter, chapter 1. Psalm number 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great congregation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Let us also read, friends, in the First Epistle, General of Peter, chapter 1. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having seen ye love, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto them, unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and to unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth for ever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. May the Lord bless his holy word to us each. May he help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, we call upon thee once more. Oh, do give to us real prayer. Do not leave us, Lord, to mere lip confession, or to come pleading in mere words, without our hearts being in the words we say. Lord, our new heart, not our old heart, not our old nature, but do give us a heart, oh, for a heart to praise the Lord, a heart from sin set free, a heart that's sprinkled with the blood, so freely shed for me. May we each know it, may many know it here tonight. Oh, thou great God and Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, we plead the merits of thy dear beloved Son. We plead his holy name. We plead all what he has done. And, O Lord, our hope is, our begging is that we might know and feel the blessedness of the favour to believe our God. Our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he hath pleased. And Lord, we do hope we can acknowledge that under thy holy pleasure we are what we are by thy grace. And oh, thou knowest our many, many failings, Lord, our many, many sins. We would come solemnly and confess them tonight. Thou knowest the burden we have over them. Oh, the sorrow we feel regarding them, that we are sinners still and cannot keep ourselves from sinning. But, oh Lord, we do beg, we do plead, we plead, Lord, the blood that did for sin atone. Oh Lord, how wonderful it is that regarding thy people, as oft as sin assails their soul, they may turn their eyes to Jesus' blood. Oh, we beg for this favour tonight. We may be looking unto thee, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Do grant it, Lord. We plead for Jesus' sake. We plead what he has done. Oh, we beg here tonight that many might be favoured, to be able to make it known, be able to testify it like dear Job was so given the favour so to believe and to testify, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Lord, do come tonight and bless precious souls with the assurance of faith. Thou knowest the prayers of many, Lord, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. Oh, do come tonight, Lord, and meet cases here. Attend to the cases of precious souls. Oh, may the Holy Spirit so stir precious souls up in exercise. Oh, we may be truly seeking the Lord. Oh, how thou dost exhort in thy word, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. O Lord, thou knowest how it is a great burden to us as a servant of God that we carry, Lord, for precious souls. Oh, the weight and burden of the souls of the people. We know we are accountable to preach thy word in love and faithfulness. And Lord, do help a poor worm as we feel to be, to preach thy word tonight, to preach the blessed things of the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of peace for poor dying sinners. Oh, salvation by grace. Oh, salvation. Redemption by price paid. O Lord, the price, the holy heart's blood of Christ. O the blood of God. So help us here tonight, Lord. O Lord, we beg, do so apply to precious souls here tonight the remedy. O thou knowest their need to confess, their need of repentance, their need through godly sorrow to repent of our sin. O Lord, there is said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Lord, O thou knowest. O we are concerned thus to speak, to preach, to warn, Lord, to warn every man, to warn even ourselves we need warning. O Lord, that we may be concerned, we may be in solemn exercise, each of us here tonight. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. May we have such prayer, Lord, in earnest before thee, coming to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. Do come, Lord, so and enlighten us and enliven us and give us the earnestness in exercise, real need, real importunity to pray and beg of thee, O God. Thou wilt come and meet our cases tonight. Set burdened sinners free. Set sinners at gospel liberty. May the blessedness of holy joy and peace in believing be known here tonight. O Lord, do come and do us good. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, unto this part of thy Zion, this garden of thy grace. O Lord, the church that's planted here, O may it increase. O do work in precious souls. May thy power be known, thy glory be known in the sanctuary, that we may see thy glory so as we have seen thee in the sanctuary. Who knoweth what thou hast done, Lord, ere thou hast appeared and worked here, what thou hast done in precious souls. We look for more, Lord, for more evidences of thy work appearing unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Do let thy work appear here, Lord. O constrain by thy love those thou hast blessed to follow thee. O may sinners be exercised, heeding thy commands, Lord. O Lord, who take up their cross. If a man will come after me, thou didst say, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. O Lord, may that power of thy love be so felt, the holy power of love divine, that sinners may be favoured to have their souls set on fire with heavenly love and to love thee in return. Oh, that we might have the testimony, Lord, one to another in the church of God. We love him because he first loved us. And Lord, to so show the proof of our love by the favour of bearing fruits of the Spirit, especially much humility and love. Oh, Lord, we beg thee so, grant enabling grace, Lord, in everything that thou dost call us to, so attend to, Lord, in the profession of our faith. Lord, nothing at all for merit of salvation, but everything for the glory of our God, our Saviour. Oh, Lord, do give the enabling. Oh, that we may be enabled, as Paul the Apostle to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Lord, do so strengthen thy people. Build them up. Feed them, Lord, for this. Nourish them. Oh, may they have the favour to partake of thee by faith. Oh, to feed upon thee, the Paschal Lamb. Oh, Lord, do bless souls in these ways. Here this night we beg. And get to thyself, dear Lord, that honour and glory due unto thee. Oh, we seek to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give us a real spirit of worship, Lord. May we know that heavenly love affecting us, Lord, thy love in our soul shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. And oh, we'd make returns of love again, as the Spirit so exercises us. Oh, the burnings within, the setting of the soul on fire. Oh, Lord, we pray it may be known here tonight. Lord, do so bless souls. We pray for afflicted friends, Lord, who knoweth those we specially think of at this time that are afflicted, Lord. who knoweth those particularly we think of and pray for. Oh, that thou wouldst sanctify the afflictions they have to know and have to suffer, Lord. Give grace to endure, grace to persevere. Lord, thou knowest the cases we think of and pray for and remember before thee day by day. As our mind goes up and down across the land, oh, especially we think of those that have sores and have pain, Lord, and Lord, lay low. Some in our homes, Lord, especially one we think of, dear mother and friend gathered here with us tonight, who knoweth our love to her, the love we feel to them, Lord. And her dear one and her friends, Lord, at Tenderden. Lord, thou knoweth her case, thou knoweth what is needed. We look to thee, the good physician, Lord. Oh, do heal the wounds. Oh, do heal the sores. Thou knoweth what is needed. Bless her in her soul and her dear one. And oh, may there be the witness in these of thy dear people, that they may so show, give witness of the grace that they are favoured with. Lord, O sanctify affliction, and know in that way, that blessed way, leading thy dear people into fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. No greater favour, Lord, the holy ground experience, we believe it is, of fellowship with Christ in his sufferings. O Lord, so help us, enable our friends to consider thee, Lord. Consider thee and what thou hast gone through, what thou didst suffer, what thou didst endure, what thou didst suffer, what he endured, no tongue can tell, to save our souls from death and hell. Give us meditation of thee, Lord. Oh, no greater favour, no more blessed sweetness than meditation of Christ and upon Christ. Grant it to thy people, Lord, especially those who walk the path of affliction. Lord, thou knowest our prayer for them, our desire for them. Lord, do so sanctify them, bless them, Lord. Oh, we especially pray for the young people, Lord. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, how they are growing up and due to go out into this world, and some have been led on and gone out into the world. And Lord, thou knowest how we were reading thy word this afternoon and regarding thy wonderful, great, high priestly prayer, and how thou didst say, I pray for them, I pray not for the world. I pray for them that thou hast given me out of the world. And Lord, do make manifest in thy time that our dear friends, our loved ones and theirs, Lord and ours, that they are of that number that thou dost pray for, oh, that thou art concerned for. Oh, and Lord, keep them from the evil. Keep them from the evil, that's thy purpose, Lord. Regarding thy people, I pray not for them, not that thou wouldst take them out of the world, but that thou wouldst keep them from the evil. O Lord, we do pray as thou didst pray. In this way, Lord, oh, may we feel that access thou didst feel to God our Father in heaven. And Lord, how so wonderfully, Lord, by these things experienced by the teaching of the Spirit, there is that blessedness of thy favour known. Oh, do bless souls, Lord. Do so bless souls that they might praise thee. Oh, may there be such here from the assembly of the people of God here tonight, and those that are still in nature's darkness, that thy wonderful quickening grace may appear in their lives. They might be born of the Spirit. Quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. We look for thy work to appear in these ways, Lord, in precious souls. Who knoweth the burden the dear friends in the church here carry, the deacons carry, for precious souls that meet here. And Lord, that thy work may appear. Oh, that there might be that witness that this and that one is born in Zion. Oh, Lord, oh, may thy work appear in these ways, manifest in precious souls, the witness through the call by grace, precious souls born of the Spirit. And Lord, do go on to be gracious. We pray, believe in their will, in those that has quickened. Thy purpose, Lord, to go on to be gracious in them, teaching them all that they need to know. Now they must learn in thy school. Now thy word will come to them here a little, there a little, and line upon line, and precept upon precept. Oh, Lord, do so work and deal with souls, and do them good, and build thy church. It was said that they will build thy church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Lord, as we have read in that epistle of dear Peter, we know he was under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And there he had an experience, a deep, profound experience. And Lord, how he was now able to exhort the church in those ways that we read in the epistles. And oh Lord, even to that way, in that way to exhort the church, casting all your care upon him, he careth for you. We remember again the little babe recently born. Do bless the little boy, Lord. Oh, may he grow and become healthy and strong. Oh Lord, do so nourish him through the means of that is the favour of his feeding, Lord. Oh, do nourish him and cause him to grow. And in thy time, Lord, thy wonderful grace may appear in his life. Lord, do so help us to bring them unto thee. Lord, how important it is that we should bring them unto thee in prayer and beg thee to work according to thy will. So hear us for these important things, dear Lord. Hear us again for our country, who knoweth the sad state we're in. Oh, we carry a burden, Lord, for our homeland, England, who knoweth, Lord, how these are such sad days. We think of how it is with regard to the many efforts and agreements and coming together of false religions. Lord, the many gods in the earth, little g gods, and Lord, the opposition to Christianity, and Lord, much persecution, much in the world of awful atrocities and terrible things we hear of day by day. Oh Lord, thou knowest what times these are. But thou art still upon the throne. Oh, we do beg for our homeland, England, that thou wilt still look in mercy upon us. In wrath, remember mercy still. Oh, if it could please thee, Lord, do work in our rulers. Oh, make them concerned regarding their never dying souls. And we believe if thou dost do this, then they will be concerned to govern the country in the fear of God. And Lord, we confess all the treachery of the past government and this government that they've been trying to so pursue things so contrary to thy word. We thankful, Lord, that awful proposition of a change in the law regarding mercy killing, so-called, was frustrated, Lord. We do feel thankful for that. Lord, thou knowest how from time to time these awful schemes arise. Oh, we do beg thee. Oh, do so stem it, Lord. O do say, thus far shalt thou go and no further. O deal with England in mercy, Lord, we beg thee. Lengthen out our privileges to us. O make us very thankful for them. Do lengthen them out to us, Lord. We beg all these things now, Lord, seeking thou wilt come and help us to consider the vital blessed things for salvation. O the salvation of thy people. O and thy glory we seek here tonight. So do come, Lord. We beg. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 673. When Jesus' gracious hand has touched our eyes and ears, oh, what a dreary land the wilderness appears. No healing balm springs from its dust, no cooling stream to quench the thirst. Hymn 673.
June 560.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me this evening, friends, I would direct you to the First Epistle General of Peter, chapter 1, the verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Friends present this morning know that we were trying to preach to you the things, solemn things relating to the experience of Job, and how this, in many of God's people's cases, is that they're brought into such depths of soul trouble. And like as in that first of the chapters we read, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But then in that 19th chapter, whilst he was still acknowledging solemnly how those friends were to him, so reproaching him these 10 times, he says to his friends, "You have reproached me." And we know in the dialogue of that context of the whole book, this went on for all those chapters, that they were in such conflict of consideration and many things said on both sides of them, until that time when young Elihu addressed Job and those friends. But you see, the wonderful words that Job was able to give utterance to in the 19th chapter, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Now here in this epistle, dear Peter, of course, had experienced. He had been a witness of Christ, the sufferings of Christ. And in these New Testament days, this new dispensation that's brought in by Christ, these dear apostles were reflecting upon that which they had witnessed, the sacrifice of Christ, the sufferings of Christ. In the earlier verses of this chapter, friends, the dear apostle here, he considers and acknowledges salvation. Oh, the great, wonderful favour of it, the salvation of precious souls, and the trial of faith, and all these things of experience that God's people have to pass through and know. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Salvation by grace. Oh, the favour of being brought by faith to believe in Christ, for as much as ye know. But here in the foregoing context, how there is this that is a call to the people of God, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Have we had, friends, revelation of Jesus Christ? Is he that one by the grace of God made to us, as I said this morning, more precious far than life and all its comforts are. Is he precious to you, whether you know him and possess him by faith, whether you found him as that pearl of great price, or whether you are seeking him tonight? Whatever degree of depth of experience you may have known, let's ask this one important question. What think you of Christ? Is he precious to you? Is he precious in the want of him? Do you begin to love him in the want of him, you young ones? You that may be young in the way, and I know stating that, it may not be young people that are young in the way. It can be an old soul that is still young in the way. You see, sadly, solemnly, we have to know. We have to sometimes witness it. A person can be very, very diligent in the attendance of the means of grace, going on many, many years, but sadly left to a mere form of religion, not knowing the power of it, the real power of real religion, the real power of the favour of the grace and blessing of the Lord. No, you may be young in the way if you're an older soul. The Lord knows what you are, how you are. He knows each one. He sees us through and through, friends. He knows and beholds the thoughts and intents of our heart. In actual fact, I believe it's right to acknowledge he knows you and me better than we know ourselves. But we don't know everything about ourselves. That seems to be a paradox, doesn't it? We don't. We don't really know. If we were to see and view everything at once of the deep forebodings in our very hearts, wicked, wretched hearts, we couldn't bear it, friends. But God sees it exactly as it is. Sees you exactly as you are. You can't hide anything from God. You can't hide your sins from him. You may say, well, what sins you have thought in secret, oh, they are kept under, but God knows about them. He knows about everything of your thoughts, your wicked thoughts and mine. Oh, we need redemption. We need salvation. We need to be saved from our sins. We need to be saved from sin and death and hell. We need Jesus Christ. We need an interest in the Saviour's blood. We need him so much, friends. We need him more than anything else. We need him completely, so we need him. We need the Saviour. We need an interest, to know our interest in what he has brought in. What has he brought in? He's brought in eternal salvation for the church of God. That means every one of the chosen objects of God's love. He's brought in eternal salvation for them. But do we know our interest in the Saviour's blood? Do we know our interest in Christ and all what he has done? Yes. Well, here it says here, for as much as ye know. And that's where we want to start tonight. What do we really know? Here, dear Peter felt confidence that these that he was writing to, and who are they he's writing to? Oh, they're the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia. But look how it's qualified. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Can you and I consider that, how this letter is addressed to these strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia? Gentiles for the most part, I think, you know, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Like we were speaking at tea time about sovereign election. Is it a truth to Any of you here that is a truth that you fear over, you dread, sovereign election? Is that such a hard truth to some of you? Can you understand it? Do you have respect unto it? Do you know the reality of it? Sovereign election. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. See, it's bound up in covenant love. It's according to the covenant of grace. It's according to God's stupendous choice of his people, his holy choice of his people. Like I've preached many times and felt it as we had so much of the example of it when we were market gardening, when we used to have to single out the seedlings in the rows of the crops, and you know, we used to cut out one, two, three, leave one, cut out one or two more and leave another. And we had the right to leave those ones we thought would be best and seem to be healthiest and growing well, and cut out the others to die away, wither away and die. Think of it, friends, sovereign election. God being the sovereign of the whole world, of the whole earth. He made the whole world, made man in his own image. Sadly, solemnly, not by chance, the fall took place. Sin entered and death by sin. And God has set his love upon a number which no man can number. And oh, friends, this truth must be shown and given to each child of God. That they are thus among the favoured objects of God's love, for as much as you know. Do you know your election of God? Are you sure of it? Do you know it? This is something to be concerned for, first and foremost. Do we know our election of God? I believe the way we will know it is by the Lord bringing us to become concerned about our never-dying souls. I believe election, it's very clear in the Word of God and clear according to the doctrines of our most holy faith. Election, sovereign election, is known by calling. God's calling his people. Yes, he calls his people by grace. He calls them into a concern and exercise. They're born of the Spirit, born from above. And having been born of the Spirit, they are brought to become concerned regarding their never-dying souls and regarding eternity and regarding how they stand before God. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? You will know the proof of your election of God by God having begun to deal with you and to make you concerned and to need salvation, to make you to begin to have to pray regarding your state and condition, confessing your sins and pleading for mercy for Jesus' sake. There's the witness of sovereign election. You're a different character now to what you was as you were born. Oh, who hath made thee to differ? You will have the answer. It's God's grace has made one to differ. Oh, it's by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for as much as ye know. And that ye know ye were not redeemed with corruptible things. Oh, these characters who are brought to know solemnly their state, they are in as sinners, who are brought to have to confess their sin before God to God, feeling to become and knowing that real grief over sin, becoming a mourner over their sins and after Christ. By and under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, they need redemption. You know, reflecting back upon a few things this morning, Oh, what great trouble Job was in. But oh, too, how he was still having to be taught, and he was still having to learn much. And he was still in folly, you see, according to his natural state, his wicked heart, because he was claiming and hanging on to self-righteousness. It comes out in how he spoke to his friends. They were saying things that were very, very difficult for him to accept. Very hard they were, many of the things. And he comes to these points to answer them, and he says, I'm not inferior to you. Is there not there an evidence of self-righteousness, self-esteem? We've all got it, friends. Oh, we've all got such sins in so many ways, self-righteousness and pride, and God hates it. God must deal with it. God will correct us for it. He'll chasten us for our pride. He'll deal with us. He'll convict us. He'll convince us of our sinners before a holy, holy, holy God. And you need that. You need it dealt with, friends. You need to plead the blood that did for sin atone, and I do. For as much as you're not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold, can't plead in anything that we could pay, can we? You see, we can't redeem ourselves. No man can redeem his brother. No, we need that redemption which is in and through Jesus Christ. Oh, redemption by price paid by God. God's price of pardon. The Son of God knew it was his blood. He pity now withdrew. He went to Calvary. Suffered the just for the unjust to bring his people to God. For as much as you know. And in all the things that you consider and I consider, in our concern about our never dying soul, and there we will stand before God at the judgment day. You know, we have to learn this. God teaches it solemnly. Ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. Now, to come to this evening, friends, oh, we're not redeemed in any other way, but personally and earnestly and urgently may we consider, may we be concerned, am I redeemed by blood divine? Did Christ shed his blood for me? Oh, here it is clearly stated, the church is redeemed. Every soul God's love, that God has set his love upon, must be redeemed by precious blood, the blood of God. Who are we? Am I? Am I redeemed by precious blood, the blood of Christ? How can we know it? Are we seeking it? Are we after it, friends? Oh, how is it with you? How are you seeking it? Oh, you plead, you pray, you beg, you seek the Lord. And what way are we to so come into this favour? God granted precious faith to his people. Faith in the bleeding lamb. Oh, this is what you need, poor soul. It may be some of you immediately say, I've got so little faith, my faith is so small, so poor. I cannot believe. And you know, like as we read in that psalm tonight, we do not want to presume. Oh, how dreadful if we're left to presume. We do want to be assured, we want to know. We must seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And what does God say? Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy unto our God. He will abundantly pardon. It's God's purpose and will to so do so in these characters he has set his love upon. And oh, to be thus confirmed that we are one of the objects of Christ's love, that we are one and he's taken in hand. And like we were trying to consider the reality first, to be considered a known election, known by calling. And the Lord, as a soul is brought into that favour in those ways, the Lord leads them on. He leads them on in the way. He'll lead us on Fair Zion's road. And no, we ne'er shall lose our God, or God e'er lose a saint. And he goes on to teach. You see, God doesn't begin his work and then leave his work. He carries it on. Carry on thy new creation, Alpha and Omega be. God's new creation of us, our regeneration by the Spirit of God. And God continues his work. He carries his work on. And he will be Alpha and Omega. And everyone will know him as such. Yes, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Everything, and you could consider these corruptible things as silver and gold. It was so much used, gold was, wasn't it? In the temple. Rightly so, for the splendour of the temple. But not the gold to be worshipped, but a place so blessed and lovely in that provision of it. The place where God's honour dwelleth. But not to the people to look to that wealth of gold, but no, to look to the God of all grace. Yes, it's not the fair palaces to which the great resort. It's to come and be where Jesus holds his court. You know, if we prove it here tonight, Christ within the doors, well, everlasting love displays the choices of our stores, then there will be wonderful blessing, wonderful favour felt, the love of Christ. Oh, friends, do you know you're not redeemed in any way of what could be used or might be thought to be used of material things? No, it must be the precious blood of Christ. And oh, to consider him, that he came as he did, and laid down his life, suffered unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, think of him, how that mournful scene began, one of the hymn writers says. You know, he went and he entered into Gethsemane, and there praying to his Father. He was in agony, sweat as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. The beginning of his entering into his deepest sufferings. Gethsemane, that olive press. Oh, think of that. Those descriptive terms of his sufferings there. Oh, he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Our Lord, our Saviour. You know, those disciples witnessed. But see their weakness, friends. See their weakness in their tiredness and so on. But our Saviour, he went back again, prayed again, those three times. Then he said, arise, let us go hence. Where? To Calvary. To the judgment hall. To Calvary. To suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place and stead. You're not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, the precious blood of Christ. It says too, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. We rightly consider, friends, our Lord, our Saviour, as he came to the earth. He came and John hailed him as the Lamb of God. It was all appointed in the will of God that John the Baptist should be the forerunner of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. There were some dear friends in the church here will remember the sweet time we had at one of the church meetings when we began by singing that blessed hymn, Lamb of God, we fall before thee, humbly trusting in thy cross. That alone be all our glory, all things else are dung and dross. Thee we own, a perfect Saviour, only source of all that's good. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. Tonight, friends, the important point is, do you know your Saviour is that one rightly acknowledged the Lamb of God? That one is a lamb without blemish, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Son of God, pure, holy, spotless, innocent and pure, the great Redeemer stood, while Satan's fiery darts he bore and did resist the blood. His blood must be shed to make atonement for the sins of the whole Church of God. But we began to touch upon the point, the vital point, friends. Faith in the bleeding Lamb. That's what you need, poor soul. That's what we each need. Faith in the bleeding Lamb. Faith is the gift of God. Faith to believe in Christ as the bleeding Lamb. Oh, He, the Redeemer, He came to pay the price. He came to suffer the punishment instead of the church. This was what was agreed in covenant in the Trinity, that Christ for man should suffer, bleed and die. Oh, He came to settle the debt of the church, the sins of the whole Church of God. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Oh God, His way, His wonderful way, the wonderful way of God, of God's grace, is to so bless a soul, to become a praying soul, a concerned soul, a needy soul, a soul that needs salvation, a soul that seeks salvation in that one only way, their interest in the Saviour's blood. And God so grants faith to these characters He has set His love upon, whom in His school, under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, He makes them know and feel their need of Christ, their need of the atonement. Oh, He gives them faith, faith to believe in Christ, to believe what He's done. The blessing of your soul, your pardon to be signed and peace with God granted you will be known by faith, friends. God giving you that measure of faith that you may lay hold of Christ by faith. You may, and we must come deeper, friends, because it is this it is. You know the Saviour said, except a man eat the flesh, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, there is no life in you. Oh, our life is in the blood. Eternal life in the blood. A Christ's request it is of God the Father, His people, saved by grace. Oh, the blood applied, safety under the blood. You need the blood, friends, the precious blood of Christ. You need the application, the precious blood of Christ. If you are to know what dear Job believed and gave utterance to, I know that my Redeemer liveth. The only way to truly know and be assured of it is by application. God's application. of the atonement to each one, the application of the precious blood of Christ, and that holy, blessed application is by and through God-given faith. Faith to believe. Faith is that way of God of making application to his people of the precious blood of Christ. They believe that Christ's divine atonement is upon them, provided for them. They receive the atonement. The Apostle Paul so acknowledges it in Romans. We have received the atonement. Received it by faith. Application by faith. The Holy Spirit to apply and grant the blessing. The seal of the Spirit of God upon the child of God, upon their heart and conscience. Pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb. This is how God's people are redeemed. This will cause them to be able to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes, to so be blessed, to believe, to receive. One of the hymns says, to receive a full remission of our sins forevermore, to sigh with deep contrition, begging mercy every hour. It's not a blessing that will be to serve to shut all doubting out in future days of pilgrimage, but a special time, favour of signal blessing, when a soul is blessed, redeemed, forgiven, favoured indeed, blessed indeed, made to know the peace that comes with that application of the blood of Christ, peace. By his cross, as Jesus made, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. You know, the apostles in these days following Christ's sacrifice, and he had ascended up into heaven, and as they continued after they were endued with power from on high, as they were commanded by Christ to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And then when they went forth and the Holy Spirit working in blessing the word, they preached. And there were added unto the church daily, we read, such as should be saved. And in this time of great favour, when many souls were blessed, it was all in and by the preaching of Christ. We preach Christ and him crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto you which believe, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which have saved, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. You will testify it. If you receive this favour, the favour to receive this, the full remission of their sins forevermore, by faith, the application by faith of Christ's holy blood to our hearts and consciences. Friends, how precious, how vital, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, and without spot. You see, this wonderful redemption, this that the dear Redeemer has brought in, through his sacrifice and shedding of his holy blood, when this favour is known, received, and full remission received of God's people's sins forevermore, how blessed they are. How favoured they are. Melted in gratitude, before the Lord God, worshipping God, blessing God the Father for the gift of his dear Son, praising Father, Son and Holy Spirit, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Yes, we then say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. My rags are gone and I'm dressed in garments white as snow. I believe, friends, the way of God is to bless and fully favour in his time his people, so that they feast on dying love, the dying love, which also can be acknowledged as the never dying love of the Saviour, the Son of God. Oh, that eternal love, eternal life they are given, they possess, they are granted eternal life, and they know his love as from everlasting to everlasting, and we love him. Like's been quoted in conversation today, we love him because he first loved us. The favour of it, friends, the favour of feasting on love divine, the favour of being blessed to see your sins all blotted out, to know they're all put away. They're blotted out, they're put away and sent into the land of forgetfulness. You think of it as far as the east is from the west. The psalmist was able to acknowledge, to testify, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. When he says to a soul, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. When he says to a dear daughter in the faith, daughter, go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. See the blessing. It's by faith, God-given faith. Faith, the brightest evidence, the sure token, the sure evidence, the seal of the Spirit, the child of God blessed, set at gospel liberty, knowing pardon and peace through the application of the precious blood of Christ, that holy peace. I can speak of it, friends. The Lord granted me it for 4 days when I was set at liberty. Holy, sacred peace. I was reminded of it this afternoon when a dear friend spoke to me, just quoted a few words that we sung on the Good Friday evening, end of the service, Good Friday evening, in 1964, on such love. My soul still ponders. Love so great, so rich, so free. Say, whilst lost in holy wonder, why, oh why, such love to me. Hallelujah. Grace shall reign eternally. The peace, the holy peace, the holy joy, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Oh my, the application, the precious blood of Christ, the favour of faith granted to believe and receive the forgiveness of sins, to know that blessed pardon, that peace that comes with pardon, the peace by his cross. Oh, and the power in the blood puts away a Mary and a Manasseh's sins, and sins more vile than they. Oh, to so look for your sins, and your sins cannot be found. They're put away, blotted out. Isaiah has it with those wonderful words, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy sins. This is what God does. This is how God blesses his people and sets them free. Sets them free from the bondage of the law of God. Grants some gospel liberty. Oh, then they can testify. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Oh, how he fixed your standing more secure than it was before you fell. Blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, forever blessed. My rags are gone, and I'm dressed in garments white as snow. I believe I can say so from one's own experience, that when such sacred favour is known, is granted by God, according to his free mercy, his free grace. You know, it's often so that in such a time of favour, the Lord, he so blesses and adds blessing upon blessing, like it is acknowledged by the Apostle Paul as he reflects back upon those things experienced by the patriarchs. He says, surely blessing I will bless thee. The Apostle drawing that in that way, exercised by the Spirit, surely blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thee. And he was speaking there, I think it is in Hebrew speaking, relating to how the Lord spoke to Abraham and to those patriarchs, how it was so. It is in this way God blesses souls, blesses them with forgiveness, pardon, redemption by price paid, and let us not forget the cost. Redemption by price paid, the price, the holy heart's blood of Christ. Oh, what a great and tremendous price. The price he paid. Our Lord paid his own heart's blood. But you see too, friends, when the soul is blessed with pardon, the feel the sacredness of sin forgiven, then it is in God's blessed purpose to justify them by faith in Christ. They look for their sins and their sins cannot be found. Oh, they are blessed with pardon. And oh, their rags are gone. And they say, I am dressed in garments white as snow. The Lord gives that great favour of justification, highest favour, to his people, according to his will. Have you known it? Do you seek it? Justified by faith in Christ. Oh, Christ's divine atonement granted you, and justification by faith. It may be in that way the Lord will say, so seal you in this way. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Lest the shadow of a spot should on my soul be found. He took the robe the Saviour wrought and cast it all around. Think of it, friends. Oh, more than that I desire for you. Not just that you would think of it, but that God would bless you. Fully bless you, set you free. Set you at large. Bless you. Oh, that you may know and taste redeeming love. That's one's heart's desire for you. May the Lord do it. May he make application here among the friends here tonight. Each one, he knows you each individually, knows your case, your glorious head of grace, Christ, knows your case. Oh, may he bring you into this favour, set you at large. Then you'll praise him. You tell the sinners round what a dear Saviour you found. Point to his redeeming blood. Say, behold the way to God. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Pont will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And the collections today are for Christian concern. Let us close with hymn number 474. When I can read my title clear to mansions in the skies, I bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. Hymn 474.
Cover with a mantle of thy forgiving love anything that thou hast seen amiss this day. Own and bless thy word, Lord. Bless precious souls. O grant that favour, and like as we have sung, giving utterance to those things, Lord, as the hymn writer was blessed, and Lord, to know and read our title clear. Dimensions in the skies, bless dear souls with this. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.